We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH. Ooh,
that dress so scandalous. You know another nigga can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? The look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots.
The number 14 song from the year 2000, Cisco, the Thong Song.
You're darn right.
One of my personal favorites. Dan Barber, Joel Ramos join us to participate in the second round of the World Series of Face-Off. Dan, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Joel, what about you?
Hey, we're here. I think I played Dan last year.
I think you're right. I remember that.
You may
match.
Have.
Was that the game that went like forever?
Yeah, we had the Chicago Bulls category, and we were there for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see how you do with this one. It's a Major League Baseball category, and there are two ways to get points. We want to know players who have worn the same uniform number for 20 or more seasons, and then we want to know what that number was.
So you can get 2 points every round. Is
Dan,
what you're,
you're first.
For 20 years?
20 years or more, they wore the same number in Major League Baseball.
Okay, let's see. Who played forever?
Five seconds.
Let's go with Babe Ruth wore number 3.
No.
That is not correct. Joel.
How about Ozzie Smith, number 1?
Ozzie Smith is not correct. 20 years. That's a long, long time. Dan?
Let's stay with the Yankees and go Derek Jeter wore number 2.
Derek Jeter wore number 2. That's a 2-pointer for you. Joel?
How about Larry Walker, number 33?
Larry Walker, number 33, is not correct. Dan.
Let's go with Stan Musial, maybe, number 6.
That's a 2-pointer. You lead at 4-0, and Joel, you are now under fire. Go.
How about Mariano Rivera, 42?
Mariano Rivera, number 42, is not correct. The 20-year thing is getting you. Dan, 20 years. They have to have worn this number.
That's the hard part. 20 years.
5 seconds.
How about Pete Rose, number 14?
Pete Rose, number 14, is correct. You win.
Yeah!
Yeah! Dan moves into the quarterfinals in the World Series of Face-Off. That's coming up tomorrow at Side Pockets. Joel, you got good guesses. None of them played 20 years, though.
Well, I just didn't want to go to Side Pockets on Thursday. So
oh, come whatever. On now. Come out and see totally us, Joel.
Okay. Baseball's not my best category. So
I know. Well, you did okay, actually. All 3 players you named were good guesses. They just didn't play long enough. Thanks,
yeah,
guys, for playing.
Good luck, Dan.
All right.
Hey, thank you, boys.
Here they are. Harold Baines, number 3 for 22 years. Brooks Robinson, number 5 for 21 years. Pudge Rodriguez, 7. I won't say how many years. Carl Yastrzemski and Cal Ripken Jr., 8, along with Willie Stargell. Omar Vizquel, 13. Tony Gwynn, 19. Robin Yount, 19. Don Sutton and Frank Robinson, 20. Warren Spahn, 21. Ted Simmons, you continue to read the list.
Ted Simmons at 23. Willie Mays and Tony Perez wore 24. Tommy John, Jim Thome, Rafael Palmeiro at 25. John Smoltz, 29. Greg Maddux, 31. Steve Carlton, 32. Eddie Murray, 33. Phil Niekro, 35. Jim Cott, 36. And Gaylord Perry, 41 for Tom Seaver, 43 for Dennis Eckersley, 44 for Hank Aaron and Willie McCovey, 47 for Jesse Orosco and Tom Glavine, 49 for Charlie Huff, 51 for Randy Johnson and 54 for Goose Gossage.
A lot of iconic names there. But Dan moves into the quarterfinals, where he'll play the winner of our final second-round match coming up a little bit later in the show, Pat Pask and Jason Trower. So there you go.
There you have it. Dan is, we'll see him. We'll see him again, live and in color. Looking forward to that. He always makes this tournament a little more interesting.
I love hearing you try to
Well,
try
usually
to
don't
time.
Let me say things more than about 3 or 4 seconds at a time.
Well, listen, you got work to do.
What do you mean?
I just want you to talk. That's all.
Sorry about that.
You can do it.
What are you over there tweaking?
I'm just filling out the bracket. Tomorrow at 4:25, Tony Kidd and Andy Bartel. Remind me never to forget my glasses again.
Yeah,
this
it's not going well for
you. Straining my eyes.
Do you want me to just read the stuff?
To a very, very difficult. Folks, make sure you don't forget your glasses. Because when you have to read like you do, like I do in this job, it's killing the old man.
Well, especially
And Max isn't doing a damn thing to help.
Especially in a tournament setting.
Let me just say that, Max. You're not doing a damn thing over there to help me out.
Well, what's Max supposed to do?
I don't know. Like I said, it's always somebody else's fault. Don't you understand? It's not my fault for forgetting my glasses.
Oh, I got you.
It's Max's fault for not having a pair here.
Well, he doesn't wear glasses. He's not Tommy.
4:45, Jason Ault and Jordan Bodick. I think that's the most attractive of the quarterfinal matches.
That will be
not
fun.
That they aren't all great. 5:25, Chris Marker, Justin Wasmuth. And at 5:45, Dan Barber against the winner of the Pat Pask, Jason Trower match, which is upcoming. Who's the boxer that suffered some injuries Friday night and then died today?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the fighter himself, but had a fight on Friday, and I'm not even going to try. Maxim Dadashev, I hope, is his name, and very sad.
Boxing doesn't make much sense anymore either.
Well,
I mean, it's a sweet science. I get
it. It's mostly safer than MMA, I would think.
Well, that's that. Now, listen, I know I'm on an island in many ways.
Not really.
But that's nonsensical. Well, you used to like it.
No, I've only liked it when Brock Lesnar fought. I don't like pay attention to what's going on in
the
UFC.
I worry about the participants. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Well, it's a love. They know the risks. We have to believe that at this point.
I'm not saying they don't know the risk. I just wish they would not do that. That's dangerous.
As do I, but they do it, and people pay to watch it, and people pay them to do it. So they feel fulfilled. We're back to that.
Let's see what Earl has. Hello, Earl.
Hey, once again, that father-son dynamic. I was reminded of it this weekend. Sometimes Jeff with his little Twitter saying that his real dad was Don Henley.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I said happy birthday to my real dad with a picture of Don Henley.
he did do this, but I met a rather tall fellow this weekend fishing, and he said, yeah, his relationship with his dad got really bad after a divorce. And in fact, his dad took out a loan to pay the child support and put it in the kid's name, so he's still paying for his upbringing. So I thought that was, wow. Jeff, you ought to thank your stars that your dad didn't do that.
It's not quite that bad.
This old tall fella, too, he said besides the divorce thing growing up, he was so tall and goofy looking at school, they always called him a giraffe. But after he about got his loan paid off, he said he can say with pride now he's a very happy giraffe-ican American.
I knew that was going somewhere that wasn't on the up and up.
Thank you, Earl.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, Earl.
All right. Well, you know, hey, have a great day.
We appreciate your call, as always. We hope to see you.
Of course that wasn't
offensive.
Hey,
Earl, will you be out at Side Pockets? Earl's gone.
Of course, I didn't mean it was offensive. I just knew it wasn't a story that he was beginning to tell.
Earl is
I knew
a
it would
value.
Off.
Be quiet now.
See, I told you.
Earl is a valued part of this show.
He is?
Yes.
Huh.
As is everyone who calls us. Everyone who calls us plays a part. Now, we heard something disturbing earlier today about the Kid Lucas. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to give it up what it was, but the Kid Lucas, who's been calling the show at times,
who claimed usually to be
in the
14.
First segment, very disrespectful toward me as a 14-year-old.
Was he?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember that.
But we've heard some disturbing things.
Yeah, potentially. And you know what? I believe it.
From somebody who's got good credibility, too.
No, I know. I certainly believe what we've heard about Lucas.
So we'll see if that pattern continues to play out.
I hope it does.
Lucas never calls the show late.
He only calls in the very first segment.
Right. And we'll see if that happens again at some point.
Kind of like another person we've had on recently.
Let's take a break. We've got one more second round match. Hard to believe that we've been through this, man. This will be our 24th World Series of Faceoff matchup.
I thought you meant 24th year.
Talk. Just listen to what I say. It always makes sense.
We've eliminated 24 people after this. You're right.
We'll return in a moment with another match in the second round of the World Series of Faceoff. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.